Hi, this is the To-Do List of the Semi-Adult Podcast with Ray from Ray's Days and Jules from Oven Lovin', where we talk about never having it totally together, but faking it anyway. Hi, Ray.
Hi, Jules. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. It's been pretty good weather here today and this week.
I'm cold.
Oh no, in July. That's outrageous.
I know. The high was 71 today.
I'm actually wearing a sweatshirt right now in my house. I have the windows open.
Reasonable. Nice. Not reasonable. Yeah. What is going on?
I know,
on?
It's not reasonable, but it does feel pretty good. But then I also want some like hot summer days to go to the lake and stuff.
Summer is almost over and we need sunshine.
I know, yeah.
Yes. I want to tell you about the secret silent soap war going on in my house right now.
Oh, I want to hear about it.
So in our bathroom, we have like built-in soap dishes by the sink, like one would have in their shower, but ours is also by the sink for bars of soap.
Uh-huh.
And we don't use bars of soap because those are disgusting. or at least I feel like they're like a habitat for germs and bacteria. So we have those, like, containers that you push down on and liquid soap comes out. Or yeah. Foam. And AJ likes to put the bottle in the soap dish, but it doesn't fit. So it, like, leans out and that bothers me. So I put it on the counter. And so for the last year or 8 months since we've lived here, we have been silently moving the soap, bottle of soap, back and forth between the counter and the soap dish, and I think I have finally won because it hasn't moved for 3 days.
That's so funny. Have you guys ever talked about it?
No, never.
That's really funny.
It's like not significant enough for me to like communicate, like I don't like it there, we're not doing it. But I just keep moving it, waiting until I have victory.
Well, it might be too early to declare, but I feel pretty good about this.
Okay, thanks. Thanks for your support. You just got back from vacation.
I did. Yeah, we went to Michigan, to northern part of Lake Michigan, and it was really fun. It was really nice. The weather was perfect, and it was really lovely.
What do you do for recreation in Michigan?
Well, that's a good question. I went with Michael's family, and his family is pretty active, and they're like pretty athletic and do a lot of activities. And I feel like sometimes I'm worried I can't keep up because I'm not, you know, as fit as them. But one day, Michael went on a bike ride with his mom on like a trail, and the trail, it's like a big trail. Eventually it will go for like 27 or 30 miles or something.
Oh my God.
So they went on like a 20 mile bike ride basically. And if I had gone on that, I would have been so slow and I wouldn't have been able to do it. And they would have had to wait forever for me if I even could have gone the whole way, you know, like I'm not like strong enough. Like I don't know if I could have done the whole thing.
And I'm not sure I want to bike for 20 miles.
I guess when you're, like, good at it, it, like, goes pretty fast. Like, I don't know how long they were gone. Maybe, like, a couple hours. But
that's impressive.
Yeah. And it was, like, pretty. Like, he sent me a picture, and it was really pretty. But I don't have a bike even, so I don't really practice, you know.
Yeah.
Athletic bike rides very often. But they did that one day and had a good time. And one time when we went up, I rented a bike and went on, like, a much shorter bike ride. But and that was fun. And then one day we actually got jet skis and rented them. Ooh. And took those out on the lake. And that was really fun. I hadn't done that before.
Is that hard?
No, it's like kind of – it takes like a minute or two to like get used to like steering and how it feels. But it's not that hard. It's like it's kind of like a motorcycle throttle and then you just like go on the water and steer like a bike.
Have you driven a motorcycle before?
No, I've ridden on one but I haven't driven one.
Yeah. Okay. Did you worry that you would fall off and it would tip over and sink?
It doesn't sink, it like floats. Even if it tips over, it floats. So I wasn't worried about that. But yeah, I was kind of worried about falling off sometimes because it goes pretty fast. I mean, you can go pretty fast on it. And so, especially when there was like two of us on it, it's like you're afraid the person in the back is just going to fly off. But
did you ever fly off?
No, I didn't ever. And there's a thing that it attaches to like your life vest that if you fall off, it like pulls out like a treadmill. And so it like pulls out this like clip and then it stops.
Oh,
So it
okay.
doesn't like keep driving without you.
Oh, that's
So you
good. That's
can
good.
get back on it and it's like fine. So I wasn't like that worried about it. Even if I did fall off, I like thought it would be okay. But it
Okay.
was really, really cold, which I wasn't really prepared for. Like, I guess that's why people wear wetsuits when they go out on these things, because it's like really windy and you're going really fast and the
Oh, yeah.
water's cold. Like, it was still nice. Like, it was nice enough to get into, but it was still like pretty cold water, you know? It's like still like Michigan. And so, in the wind, when you're going really fast and then the water was really cold and it like splashes on you, I got really, really cold some of the time. But that was the only real issue. So it's fun. Another day we took out like the place we stay at, they stay at that they own, has like a kayak and like paddleboard that you can just take out into the
Neato.
lake. You just need like a life vest and you can just take it out. So that was cool. And so we like took those out one afternoon.
You had been wanting to try paddleboarding. I think you mentioned that on a podcast.
Yeah, it was cool. Yeah, it was like the balancing was easier than I thought. It like looks really hard to balance, but it's like pretty big board, and so you can like stand up there and balancing is okay, but like actually moving was like pretty hard, I
Do
thought.
you swim out with it and then get on top of it and then stand up like a surfboard, or do you start standing?
I like swim out just a little bit and then get up on it,
Okay.
but I don't know what the right way to do it is. But that was like easier, yeah, for me. And then you just like paddle, but it was like really hard. And sometimes if like the wind was going in the opposite direction, I was like, I'm never gonna get back. Like, I'm just gonna stand on this paddle board forever. But it was fun. It was cool. And then I was like determined to get back to, you know, like you could just jump off and swim and whatever, and it would have been fine. But I was like determined to continue standing and get back to the, you know, like resort area. Condo,
That's
but it
neato.
was, yeah, it was cool. So that was fun. There's like a lot, and there's like a little town and shop. There's still a lot to do that we haven't done yet,
Is
in the
there like
town.
is it like a neighborhood?
Well, we stay in like, it's like a condo, and so it's like a bunch of
Okay.
condos in like a bigger, you know, like all together. So you know those people that like come back often, and there's like a pool in the lake area. And then you just walk down the street and you're basically like in the downtown area, which is, you know, it's not very big. It's like really cute, and there's restaurants and shops and things like that.
That's
Grocery
cool.
store. Yeah, so it's really nice because you can walk everywhere. And well,
Yeah.
there's some restaurants you might need to drive to, but it's like, you know, to the a lot of places you can just walk. Which is
That's
cool.
awesome.
Yeah. So yeah, I really like it there. It's really nice.
I think it's cool that they go back to the same place all the time.
Yeah. Well, I guess they own that condo, so they can go back like certain weeks during the year, which is really awesome. And it's just a beautiful place. Like, it's just beautiful inside, and the outside is really gorgeous too. So it's really nice.
And you're feeling better. Last time we podcasted, you were sick.
Yes, I am feeling much better. I ended up going back to the doctor, I think, even after we talked the last time, and got some better medicine that was more helpful. So
Awesome.
I was doing, yeah, a lot better now.
Cool.
Yeah. What have you been up to?
Well, we celebrated AJ's birthday. It was a week-long affair and involved a lot of things. Thank you. A lot of things that AJ loves and I can tolerate. We went to, well, one thing cool that we did was we went to this Johnny Cash show at a cabaret theater downtown.
Oh.
And I think it's still going on, so maybe we'll link to it. And I couldn't tell you a Johnny Cash song, but during the play, I totally recognized some of them, so now I know that I knew them at least.
Yeah.
And it was just like three, four guys and a woman singing Johnny Cash songs, but in their own style and like telling the story of Johnny Cash.
Oh, okay.
So it was interesting. AJ really enjoyed it. He really likes Johnny Cash, so that worked out. And we went to a blues show and the Pittsburgh Blues Festival and some record stores, and it was a Week of Music.
Cool.
Yeah, it was awesome. So that's pretty much it. But I really wanted to talk about how to make friends as an adult because I am struggling.
Yes, it's really, really hard. We've talked about this before. I think making friends as an adult is harder than dating, and even that is really
Yeah.
hard.
I feel like there's definitely like methods for dating. Like if you're really lonely, you can try online dating, or
Yeah.
if not, or if you're really busy, there's a lot of reasons to try online dating, not just if you're lonely, but there's like not so many ways if you don't have friends.
Yeah, it's hard. And I feel like too, like, you know what, if let's say if you had a crush, if you're dating, if you like really, really like someone, you're like really into them and you don't want to scare them away, but you like want to meet up with them again, and so you don't know what to do. But at least when you
Yeah.
ask someone out on a date, it's like you can be like, hey, I'm into you, let's date, let's do this. But when you're like trying to make friends with someone, you're like, oh my God, I really like this person. How do I become their friends without scaring them away? And like, how do you approach a friend date without being like super creepy? It's really
Yeah,
hard.
I feel like there's so much potential for creepiness.
Yeah.
And like,
Yeah.
I don't know, like I like so I like try and make plans with people and I just feel so insecure. And I remember feeling this way with our group of friends when I was in college. Like I remember very blatantly once, like when we after J1100, which was a class we all took, sitting in Starbucks being like, if you guys don't like me, you can tell me. Like I won't hang out with you anymore. And everyone was like, we like you, it's cool. But like that is how I feel again. And it is what, 7 years later, and
I
I'm just like,
know.
if I'm being too put, if you don't like me, it's okay. But I can't say that now because I'm a grown adult.
I know. It's hard. It's so hard. And it's like too, I feel like you're like really attracted to certain people that like seem cool or
Yeah.
fun or nice or whatever. And it is like having a crush on someone, and it's like, okay, so how do you like talk to them and be normal and keep your cool and like not get too excited? And
Yeah.
I don't know. It's really
Yeah,
stressful
I
and
feel
hard.
like I have like a lot of social anxiety about making friends.
Yeah. And one, it's hard too, I think, because especially as an adult, you have a lot more things going on. You have your own life stuff and family stuff and work stuff. So it's hard to, you can't just like run into
Right.
someone, you know, like you could in
Well, and that's
college.
what I
So it's
find
really hard
so
to
difficult
schedule
is
things
that
too.
so you go and do this thing with a friend or a potential friend or someone you want to be friends with, and it's fine and it's fun and you have a good time, and then you part ways, and then there's no like plans for the future. And so you're just like
Right.
caught in this
Yeah.
stagnant, like, okay, well, what happens now? Like, and you know, your life gets caught up with you, and then it's like 2 months later, and you haven't done anything with this person, and then it's like, well, maybe they didn't have a good time, but
Yeah.
they probably did, and they probably got just as busy as you did.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. One thing I think helps a lot is making the plans yourself and having a clear plan you can invite somebody to, which is hard and also sort of
Yeah.
scary, but I think it's so much easier to get people to join when you have like a solid plan and solid thing to do.
Yeah. So I was reading, so I Googled today, like, how to make friends if you're an adult. And I read this really interesting article from the New York Times. And I guess, like, there's like this common, in sociology, there's these common factors to making friends. And one of them is like common interests, and another one is like common values, and then the last one is like frequent unplanned
Oh,
run-ins, like
yeah.
where you run into the person like a number of times, and then you know eventually this happens enough times that you become friends. And I think that's what
Yeah.
the hardest part is when you're an adult, is like you're not in the position to like frequently run into someone unplanned.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. One thing I used to go to that book club, and I thought that was really good. Even though I didn't really see those people outside of book club, I could have probably. And I saw them like once a month. I saw a lot of the same people, which is like a recurring, you're running into the same people. So you become
Yeah.
friendly with them and like the people that work at the store. And so that was, I felt like a good option for me to at least be friendlier with people and sort of be on my way to making friends.
Yeah, I feel like part of it is just like getting out there and going places alone. Because I think I had a lot more friends in Ligonier, and that was because I wasn't dating anyone and I didn't know anyone and I just went out to the bar a lot. Like,
yeah.
To like, and I like made friends with the bartender and then made friends with people at the bar and then I had friends.
Right.
And so I think it's just like being willing to like go places.
Yeah.
Like classes. I think I'm going to take this sewing class.
Oh, that would be awesome. I was going to mention my art class too.
There's this little studio in Pittsburgh and they have a whole bunch of different sewing classes. And one of them is pattern basics. And I like really struggle with patterns. So I think I'm going to take that and maybe I'll make a friend there.
I think that too, even just having like seeing the same faces over and over again. And, like, you have something to talk to them about because you're taking the class. And
yeah.
Even if you don't connect with them outside of class necessarily, it's still nice to have, like, an in-class friend.
Yeah, and it's still, like, improving your social life, even if, you know, they're not someone you can call when you have a problem.
Right. Yeah. Well, and I don't know. It's, like, hard. You even, there's, like, different kind of levels of friends, too. Like, the friends you get coffee with or go get drinks with may not be the person, like you said, you like call in the middle of the night.
Yeah. Well, and I think that's true. Like, I think that, you know, we were sort of talking with our group of friends today about like what makes a friend, and everyone had different definitions, which I thought was interesting. I think one person, I don't want to use names, but I think one person said like someone you can hang out with 2 days in a row and it's not weird.
Yeah.
And I think someone else said, it's someone you can text and say, let's go get drinks right now, and they want to do it.
Yeah.
And so I thought that that was interesting. Like everyone has their own definition for what makes someone, what brings someone from the acquaintance level to the friend level.
Yeah. Yeah, that is interesting.
What would you, I don't know what my definition would be. I'm not sure.
I don't know. I feel like I have looser definitions even than those. Of just
yeah, like, I do too. I feel like someone that like initiates plans with me, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, or like that you talk with when you don't have to talk to them. You just like talk to them anyway.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. Well, and I had a birthday party a few years ago, and I was surprised by the number of people that came to that. And after that, I was like, oh, I do have friends.
Yeah, it's hard. Yeah. Yeah. When especially, okay, in the summer, especially, everyone's really busy and on vacation and out of town. So that's hard. But that can also be the loneliest because you know, see all these people having fun and it's summertime and you want to be outside doing stuff and yeah, you feel like you don't have anyone. Yeah, I feel like
the summer can be lonely. I feel like the other issue, I don't know if you felt like this more in New York or in Chicago, but Pittsburgh is so gosh darn spread out.
Yeah.
And I find it very difficult to, like, coordinate getting together just for the sake of traveling so far.
Yeah, it's really hard. In New York, you, like, couldn't really make last-minute plans unless that person was, like, in your neighborhood because it took so long to get places. Yeah. So, like, I needed to know if I had to stay in the city after work to hang out with somebody because I couldn't, like, come home and then go back out to the city.
Oh, yeah.
And so it was, like, a lot more planning ahead was, like, needed to have, you know, different activities happening. But it was also kind of, like, since there's a lot of, like, public transportation and a lot of people are, you know, maybe they're all in Manhattan when they're working, so it might be easier to grab a drink after work because you can just, like, take the train and meet up with someone.
Mm-hmm.
Was, like, pretty easy. But, you know, you have to make the plans and plan ahead to do it. But then if you have those plans, it's, like, easy to get to certain – not, like, super easy, but you can, like, meet in a central location.
Yeah.
And then both go home from there. Like, you don't have to meet at somebody's house or, like, close to one person's work.
Yeah, yeah, I know what you're saying. Yeah, I don't know. It's just like, it's just so, I made plans for dinner a few months ago, and I get out of work a full 45 minutes before most of my friends, based on the nature of our work office hours. And so I was like, oh, well, I'll come to you since I have this extra time to travel. And I was still an hour late because of traffic. And it wasn't necessarily like a bad traffic day. It's just I underestimated the time because it was such a far distance, you know, at rush hour.
Yeah.
And so
Yeah,
it's
that's really
just like
hard.
this ongoing saga of hard.
Yeah, it is hard.
But I
I
also think
don't
that I just like would probably, it would probably benefit myself just to like be less insecure and just this is what I did with my husband and it worked out pretty well. It's like proceed as
know.
if we were dating or proceed as if we were friends and then all of a sudden you
Right.
are.
Yeah, no, I totally, that's a really good point. I think, yeah, you just have to act as if it's already happening and it's already cool. And then you're right, like it will be because you're like friendly with this person and you're hanging out and having fun, and that's like what friends do, so it's fine. But it's really hard to remember to like
That people
be
like
cool
you.
with that. Yeah, exactly. And like you are into this person and find them interesting, and so like they might feel that way about you too, and like might want to hang out more and talk to you. Like clearly they're talking to you because you guys are, you know, you're having a conversation, so they're talking back to
Right.
you.
And I think you also have to trust that like we're at the age now where if people don't want to do something, they won't.
Yeah.
And so if they're choosing to do this with you, then they want to because they want to get to know you or they want to do the event or whatever it is. And like you have to trust that that people can say no if they want to.
Yeah. On that same, I don't know, that same topic, I think too, it's if you can't make it work out once or twice, I think that's okay too, because people are really busy and have a lot of different priorities they're trying to shuffle. So like it's okay to try a
Yeah.
couple of times to get something to work out. Like don't get discouraged if you're talking to someone and they're busy or can't make it, and like still talk to them and reach out. Because you know, everyone has a lot going on, so sometimes it takes like two tries, you know, to get something, the timing to work
Yeah.
out.
Yeah, I feel like if things aren't working out, but you're both reaching out equally, like
Yes.
probably keep trying.
Yeah.
I don't know what the magic number is if no one else is reaching out, like if you're the only one, but I don't think I've ever had that happen. Like I feel like you get an intuition. Like if someone's not into it, that's cool. And you
Right.
like know, but if you feel like that they might be, then keep trying because it's probably just insecurities rising up.
Right, yeah. Yeah,
Yeah.
I don't know. And it's hard too because even after, if you like hang out once or twice, like it takes more times than that to become like a regular friend.
Yeah, AJ was talking about that too with coming on the trip to Chicago, like, because
Yeah.
he's come on two or three trips plus the wedding, so he's like been around you guys a lot, but it's still like he still like feels a little bit like an outsider, which isn't anyone's fault. It's just like we've been friends for years,
Yeah.
and he probably will always feel like a little bit of an outsider just based on like we all became friends at the same time, so it's just like we
Right,
have
yeah.
all of these years of history behind us.
Yeah.
And I think it takes a really long time to feel like completely comfortable with someone, and that's the same case with dating too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like I think that there's still like a lot of insecurities that come up. Even like I'm married now and I still like worry like, but he really wanted to marry me, right? And like of course he
Yeah.
did, but like I worry about
Yeah.
it. So I guess we'll just continue on and keep reaching out and
Yeah.
try and make
I
friends.
think, yeah, well, it's hard to, like, if you don't have people at work, which like I don't work with a lot of people that are my same age.
Exactly, me
I do
neither.
have like a couple of friends from work, but it's hard when you don't, because a lot of people our age make friends through work. And so yeah, I think it's important. Like I think your class is a really good idea, and I think any kind of like trivia nights are like a good thing too to go to, or like karaoke nights, or like something fun that you like to do
Yeah.
to like participate in that activity. And even if you don't like meet a lot of people immediately, I just think that's a good way to put yourself out there and to like talk to people and chat with them, and maybe you'll have fun. Even if you don't have to meet a best friend every time you go out, you know, but you can have like fun chatting with people, and that's still like a fun,
I feel like it's
friendly thing
good
to do.
practice too.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I went to a concert. Oh gosh, it was in the winter, and it was when I had broken my foot, and so I was obviously in a cast at this concert. And this woman came up to me and was like, What happened to your foot? Like, are you okay? Is it hard standing? Which it was. And she was super nice. And then at the end of the night, she was like, hey, let's exchange Facebook information.
Oh, that's good.
And I don't think I would have ever like asked someone like, hey, let's exchange Facebook information, but it was really smart.
Yeah.
And
Well,
like,
yeah, I think social media has made it a lot easier to reach out to people without like
coming
having
across
to get
as
their phone
creepy.
number.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like I have some friends in New York that I would get drinks with that I don't even have their phone number. Like I would Twitter them and we would meet up, or I
That's
would
awesome.
email them and we would like G chat about it. And so I there's like a couple people I like don't have their number, but we would still like go get drinks sometimes because we would just, email or tweet or do whatever. And
Yeah.
that was kind of fun.
Yeah, I think that so anyway, I think to like piggyback off of your point is like if you're out and about, you can at least like practice small talking with people and like see how that goes and then like get brave enough to like exchange social media information, and I think it just might get easier.
Yeah, I think so too. I also, okay, so Michael's parents, his mom especially, is amazing at making friends. I feel like every time we go out with them for dinner, we'll get to the bar and they'll already be there and they'll be talking with this new couple that they just met and they'll have their phone number and like have plans for dinner. And
Oh
it's
my
like,
God,
how
that's
do
amazing.
they were been there for 30 minutes and like already have a new friend that they like have plans with. It's like incredible. And we went to this dinner with them like a few weeks ago and we're at this bar and they got there first and got a table because the couple at the table, it was like a really busy bar. It like got really busy and there was a couple at this four person table. And I guess some people were like eyeing their table for waiting for them to get up so they could take it. But the kids like who wanted their table were like kind of being obnoxious and were like kind of being loud and obnoxious. So they saw Michael's parents and were like, hey, why don't you sit down and have a drink with us? And then when we get up, you guys can have our table. And so they like invited them to join their table. They like had a drink together. And then when we got there, they like left and we sat down. And so when we were eating dinner, like we had like a couple of drinks or appetizer or something. And then we saw this couple standing and offered them our table. So then they had a drink with us. And then we left and they took our table. So that was like a really fun,
That is so neat.
it was cool. It was like we like passed on this table to these like friendly people and like we all had a drink together and just like it just like continued throughout the night and that was cool I saw.
That's really neat. That's really cool.
Yeah,
Yeah.
so that's invite you can always invite people to your table, I guess is a thing I had never tried before.
Yeah, we went to this festival a few weeks ago, and it was like long picnic tables where everyone was sitting to eat, and we sat across from a man, and he started talking to us, and he had a cool idea that he's like, I guess like developing for like this education lesson plan or whatever. So he was telling us about that, which was interesting. And then I think I gave him my card, and the next day he like followed up an email and was like, it was really great talking to you. And I think he probably has a little bit of an agenda because he's developing this lesson plan and he eventually wants to market it or whatever. But I thought that that was cool. Like he just followed up immediately. And I think, I mean, it's like dating. Like it's important to call the next day or whatever and say you had a good time.
I also think too, like one thing that Michael's mom does is she'll like hand this person her phone and be like, oh, type in your email address. And so she like gets it all ready and then just hands it to them and they just type in their email and then that's it. And then she has it and can like talk to them again.
That's cool.
Yeah, and it's like, it's not as if they're, if they're comfortable with that. But she's like, here, like type in your information, like whatever you want to give is like great. How can I reach you? And so even if it's just like even if they don't want to do email, you could be like, here's my Twitter or like here's my Facebook or here's, Instagram or like however way you want people to
Right.
reach you.
Right. And I feel like that is a way to develop friendships. Like I follow. Well, when I was in Pe I interned at a newspaper in Peoria, and someone who was living in Peoria at the time like Facebooked me, and we became Facebook friends, and we've never met in real life, but like we've had some really interesting Facebook conversations, and we like comment on each other's stuff, and like I would consider him my friend. Like he's my friend.
Yeah,
And
I
so,
feel
like,
that
and
way too with
probably if
some
we were
people
in
on
this,
Twitter.
yeah, and if like we were in the same place, we would probably like meet up and get together, but we're not anymore, but it's still cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I
Yeah.
think that's true. I think online friends are still important friends
Yeah,
to
I think
have. I
so
don't know. I
too.
still think that makes life more fun and you still have people to like chat with sometimes.
Well, and I think sometimes and it's easier to like talk to online friends.
Yeah, I think so too.
It's like easier to be vulnerable, I guess, because you have, I mean, that's what someone argue is the problem with society today, but like, I don't know. I don't think it's a problem. I think it's like a cool venue for people to connect.
Yeah, I also think too, like, I'm pretty introverted, and so I like physically get tired and exhausted from talking to people. So
Yeah.
it's like physically easier for me sometimes to like email or chat online. Like, I don't get as tired, which is like such a weird thing, I guess. But it's like I have fun going out and hanging out with people. But if sometimes it's like it's just easier, like you said, like it's just easier, and I can just talk longer or whatever if I'm just like on GChat because I don't know, it's like not as tiring for me, which is like kind of a weird thing, but.
No, but I think that's true because, like, when you're out and about or you're in a group setting, like, you have to sort of be on. Like,
Yeah.
you can't, like, really react negatively to what someone's saying, or you can't really sigh, or you can't, like, you have to keep presenting yourself in whatever way you feel. And I think that when you're at home using social media, you don't have to be so on. So you're still like saying how you feel and you're being genuine, but like
Yeah.
you can also like express your like physical needs and like address them in your home without like
Yeah.
causing a scene or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. And online friends can, you can, you know, a lot of people make online friends and then meet them in real life too.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, there's still, I don't know, it's still valued friendship.
I was reading this thing on Reddit, and it was talking about this video game called Skyrim, which I've never heard of, but apparently it's like pretty open-ended and you like create this character and you like explore this world or whatever. But apparently people set up private servers so only a certain number of people that they allow in can play this game all at the same time. And this father was talking about how it's connected him with his teenagers,
Wow.
that they all play this game together with a like some other like peripheral family members, and that sometimes they're more talkative on chat than they are in real life, and that they're just like doing this game that but it's like authentic enough that people are expressing their real personalities.
Yeah.
And then this other person commented on it and said, yeah, that he has a long distance girlfriend. And through the game, they're able to like build a dream home and do all these things
Oh,
together in
wow.
this game. And that it's not as good as being with her, but that it helps a lot.
That's really interesting.
Yeah, I thought it was cool. I like had never heard of it. And like, I don't even know like what platforms it's on or anything. But I thought that that was an interesting like social
Yeah.
culture that I had never heard about.
What's it called?
It's called Skyrim.
Skyrim? Okay.
Yeah. So
I'll look it up.
I don't know. Other people commented and said, yeah, I tried to do this with my nephew and he just tried to kill me the whole time. So it might not be as
Ah.
productive for everyone.
Well, you never know, I guess.
But,
That's funny.
so I heard today that there are 5 weeks left of summer,
Oh gosh.
and that seems like not very many.
Yeah.
So I was
The
wondering,
summer has flown by.
I know it has. Are there things that you wanted to get done this summer that you still need to do?
Honestly, I feel like relaxing is a thing I really want to do this summer. We've been so busy and it's been so fun, but I would like some time to just like chill in the summer and
Yeah.
you know, like be outside or be lazy and explore the city a little bit more, mostly.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like that too. AJ has promised me that he will help me with finishing the wedding albums, which we plan to do on our next weekend with no plans.
Okay,
So to
cool.
me, that's relaxing. I don't know. I guess that's still a project, but like we're doing something that needs to be done in this, in our home.
Yeah, no, I feel like that can be good too because, like, yeah, it's just like a good project that's just for you.
Yeah. Yeah, so
So it's nice.
that's on our list, but we have a lot coming up still, so I don't know.
I think we've passed our like peak busy time. We just went on that vacation last week, and we don't have another vacation planned, and there might be like a couple things on the weekends, but I'm not as booked as I was
That's good.
earlier in the summer. Yeah, so I'm pretty excited to have less plans and less things to do.
Yeah, I feel you. We're going to the zoo this coming Saturday, so I'm pretty excited
Oh, I
about
like
that.
the zoo.
Yeah, there's the aquarium there too, and the aquarium has these things called sea dragons. Have you ever seen them?
Ooh, I don't think so. What are they?
They're like seahorses, but they're more thorny and bigger.
Oh.
And they're the coolest things I've ever seen in my whole life. I like took
That's
a
cool.
video of these sea dragons the last and only time I've been to the Pittsburgh Zoo, and I was showed everyone for like 3 weeks. Like, but you have to look at these creatures. I don't think you understand.
That's how I felt about the camels when we went to the zoo because they
Yeah.
were so big. I was like talking
So
about them for a long time.
I'm hoping the sea dragons are still there because they're freaking awesome.
That's cool. I really enjoy the zoo. I feel like it's fun. I don't
Yeah.
know. I just like looking at the animals.
I wasn't my mom doesn't like zoos very much because she feels bad for the animals.
I get that.
So I didn't have a lot of experience with zoos until college when I think the St. Louis Zoo was my first zoo that I ever went to.
Oh, wow. I didn't
Yeah.
know that.
We had gone to the wild animal park, but not the zoo in San Diego. So it's really exciting for me. The zoo is like a really fun thing. And when my
Yeah.
mom was visiting last summer, last summer, I took her to the aviary because she really likes birds. And I think that kind of changed her mind about zoos because the birds are free to fly away if they want and they choose not to because they're so well fed.
Yeah.
And so, like, I think
Yeah.
that maybe that helped her realize that the animals are doing pretty well, I think. And most of the exhibits, I think, are pretty, like, large.
Yeah. Well, and like a lot of I don't really know, I mean, about how animals fare or like do in zoos, but I do think that a lot of animals live longer in captivity,
Right.
in the zoo. And I don't know if that's like better or worse for them or if they have a better life or not, but they, are fed often and well, I hope, and have other friends that are animals. Some of them do.
I was just reading this article about, gosh, was it? I think it might have been the San Diego Zoo. They put puppies in with the cheetahs.
Oh.
Because the. Because
That
the puppies calm the cheetahs down and they become best
That's so
friends.
interesting. Oh my God, that's adorable.
I know. And they do everything together except eat together because their diets are too different and the dogs would probably try and eat the cheetah food,
Oh my gosh,
is
that's so
what they
cute.
said. But yeah, so they like have like four different cheetahs that I guess I don't know whoever decided, like, let's put a dog in there and see what happens.
Were
Like,
the
that's.
cheetahs stressed out? Is that why they like needed to be relaxed?
So, the cheetahs are part of like a social program. So, they go to like schools and stuff.
The cheetahs go to school?
Like, for like zoo presentations.
Okay.
And so, the dogs help keep the cheetahs calm during those situations, which is a little bit scary, I guess. I assume that they know what they're doing.
I guess cheetahs, I don't really think of as like a vicious, like it's not like a lion.
Yeah, I don't know where cheetahs fall on the aggression spectrum.
Right.
I mean, they're
Need
definitely
to do
still
some
carnivores.
wildcat research. Right.
I'll link to the article because it was interesting. And the pictures and videos of the cheetahs with the dogs are super cute.
Oh, I would definitely have to watch all of those videos. What's your favorite animal at the zoo?
Oh gosh. Well, I really like the lions because the Pittsburgh Zoo has this like plexiglass that you can like go right up to and the lions can come right up to. And
Okay.
so you're really
Wow.
close to them if the lion chooses
That's
to like
cool.
approach it. So that's neat.
Yeah. That is cool. I really like the bears. I like all of the bears. I like panda bears and black bears and polar bears.
I'm
Probably
sort
the
of scared
most.
of bears.
I think they're really funny and like cute, but also really big.
They
I
are
don't
really
know. I
big.
really like the black bears because they like play with things, and so do the polar bears too. And then panda bears are just like cute.
Panda bears are so cute.
There's probably other bears, brown bears.
Grizzly
I
bears.
don't know. Grizzly bears kind of are scary because I feel like they're bigger and like
Yeah.
kind of meaner maybe, but
I don't think I've ever seen a grizzly bear in the
I don't
wild
know if I have either.
or at a zoo.
Yeah.
I think from hiking throughout my childhood, there's always like a lot of bear warnings. And I think that
Yeah.
that really scared me about bears.
That's what, yeah, I guess I just hear about like people dealing with grizzly bears like camping and they can be dangerous.
Yeah, in California, where we were camping, grizzly bears weren't the issue, I don't think. I think they were black bears or
Mountain
brown
lions?
bears.
Oh,
No,
okay.
mountain lion, well, I mean, the mountain lions exist, but they usually won't approach you. But bears are just like really hungry, and so they just want all the food you're bringing in.
Okay.
But so like they if there was like they learned like coolers mean food. So if there was like a cooler exposed in a car, the bear would like break into the car and get it.
Wow.
And so we would see these cars busted up from bears, and the rangers would come by and just put like a flyer in the busted up car that was like, "Yep, a bear got you. We tried to warn you."
Oh my gosh.
And so like I was just like terrified of bears, and we had like a few encounters, and they were never dangerous, and it was never a thing, but I was like really I just like whenever we were camping, I pictured a bear like slashing open the tent and eating us.
I get that. It sounds scary.
So I think I will always be like biased against bears. I don't know.
Yeah, I also really like the elephants and the giraffes.
I really like the elephants.
Yeah,
I think
they're
they're so
cool.
neat and they're so expressive.
Yeah, they're really neat. I thought, okay, so last time we went to the zoo, there was like a really good like gorilla exhibit. I think it was gorillas. But then I got like kind of freaked out because they look so much like humans
I
and were like
know.
moving like people and like sitting like a person would. And I was like, whoa, this is crazy.
I know. It's really, really crazy. I don't. Gorillas kind of really freak me out.
What freaks you out?
Gorillas.
Gorillas? Yeah.
I don't
There
think
was
I
like
could like
some
hang
baby
out.
ones and that was pretty cute. Because they were like running and rolling and playing and like climbing on stuff and being cute. But yeah, it was like also kind of weird because I was like, you have like person hands.
Yeah, people keep, well, there was a time where people like kept gorillas as like pets.
That's crazy.
We watched like a documentary about it, and
Is it
yeah,
on
it was,
Netflix?
I think so. Did you see it?
No, but I
Oh.
might could watch it if there's like if it's on Netflix. There's a lot of documentaries on Netflix.
Yeah, I think it was either on Netflix or Hulu, and we watched this whole video about these people who had a gorilla as a pet that they like treated as a human and was like pretty tame.
That's questionable.
Yeah. I think it eventually ended in tragedy.
Well.
I know. God, I'm such a downer.
You know, note to self, do not keep a gorilla as a pet.
Yeah, maybe not a good idea. Oh. Yeah, I'm excited about the zoo. That is something we're doing. And we're gonna take our nephew Jake, and
Oh.
I'm really excited because I've never gone to the zoo with like a little human before, so
Oh, that'll be really fun.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope he reacts to everything.
Yeah, I hope so too.
I hope he thinks the sea dragons are as cool as I do.
I hope so too.
I'm gonna talk up these sea dragons like all day, and then we're gonna get there, and he's gonna be like, "It's a seahorse. I don't understand."
You gotta
I
downplay it. You gotta be like,
know.
I don't know if you would even like it. They're like kind of weird or like whatever.
That's a good strategy. That's a really good
Yeah.
strategy.
Good luck.
Thanks. Thanks. Oh, I
Well,
have
should
one
we
more.
head into?
Wait, what?
Go ahead.
Well, I have one more thing that's sort of related to making friends and sort of related to the lightning round.
Okay.
We got invited to this swanky party.
Ooh.
And I don't know what to wear.
Oh,
It's
this
lemon
is
themed.
exciting. It's what themed?
It's lemon themed.
Lemon, like the fruit?
Yeah, like they're making a limoncello and they're making
Oh.
lemon bars and it's a lot of lemon stuff.
Okay.
So, I mean, obviously, I'm not wearing yellow. I think that's rule number one
Yeah.
for a lemon party, but I don't know. I need something cool because it's summer still, but classy because it's
Yeah.
at night.
Is it going to be outside or inside? Or
Inside, I
both?
think.
Inside? Is it at somebody's house?
Yes.
Okay. I feel like a silk dress is always good
Okay.
because it's cooler and still like fancier, like the material's fancier.
Yeah. I could do a silk dress.
Or something, you know, like that. Or like just a different kind of fabric that is. I was kind of thinking about that orange dress that you have
Oh,
that
yeah,
like
I like
buttons
that
up.
dress
I
a
don't know if
lot.
it's like formal enough, but I like it and it's like kind of a nice material and like summery too.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's too
What
citrusy.
is the
Just
status on
kidding.
like tights? Probably not, because it's
I
summer. I don't
think
have
it'll
to,
be
right?
too hot. You don't have to
Okay. All right, cool.
for
What
a
about
party like
men's
that.
fashion? What should a man wear to a
Ooh.
swanky party?
Well, I think a button up is good always. And if it's like really swanky, they could wear just like a tie with jeans and a button up, maybe.
Ooh, that
Is
would
that
be
a thing that
cute.
boys do? Or like a t-shirt and a blazer or something, but it might be too hot for that. So I think
Oh, I
like a
feel
button up
good
is
at tie
probably good.
without a jacket and jeans.
Yeah, I think you can definitely like wear jeans.
That would be cool. That would be cute. All right. Thank you for your expertise.
Sure. Anytime. I love planning for parties.
I know, I'm pretty
What to
excited about
wear.
it. I probably should
Yeah, that'll be
RSVP.
fun. Yeah, that would be good.
That would be a
Plan a
good
lemon
first step.
dish. Yeah. Well, speaking of lightning round and dresses, should we go into the lightning round?
Yeah. What have
Okay.
you,
What
what,
was.
go ahead.
I always forget the first questions, but is it your favorite outfit? What was your
I think
favorite
that's
outfit
your
this
fa I
week?
think that's the first one.
Okay.
What is my favorite outfit? I don't know. I'm trying to think. What did I wear? Oh, I wore that, I have this fun black and white chevron dress that I've had for years. And I wore that to the Blues Club and I felt very swanky.
That sounds cute.
So
I
I
think
think
I've
that
seen it.
was,
I think it is cute.
yeah, I bought it for my birthday party that you came to a few years ago. So
Yeah.
you've definitely seen it and I really enjoy it. It's fun. It has a weird back, which is fun.
Okay, cool.
Not weird. It's cute. It has a cute
Okay.
back. That's what I meant. What was your favorite outfit?
Well, I spent a lot of the weekend sewing this dress
Oh, yeah.
from this pattern that I saw on the Pearl Bee that we can link to. And so I wore it to a party on Sunday, and that was probably my favorite outfit just because it was cool. That was the first time I ever made something like that, and so it was cool that I made it and it like came out looking like a normal, like an actual dress that someone would wear. So that was cool.
What was the fabric out of?
It was just cotton that I got at Joann's.
And was it elastic, the strappies?
No, it was like a drawstring. I like
Oh,
made a
cool.
little tube for like the drawstring to go to, and then just made strings out of the fabric and then tightened them and tied a bow.
That looks really cool. Oh, so you made fabric strings out of the same fabric.
Say that again. So I'm having trouble hearing lately. I think I need to, like, I don't know, get new ears.
Okay. You made the strings out of the same fabric you used for the dress.
Yeah, the same fabric as the dress. I just like folded it into. You're supposed to. It's bas you basically like make a bias tape and then like sew it together.
Okay.
But my bias tape maker like wasn't working, so I just like folded it into each other and then make sure that like no raw edges are out and then just like sew down the line. It was
You
like
have a
pretty easy.
bias tape maker?
I like well, it's like a thing that you like step a you put a strip of fabric into it and it like folds it together and then comes out the other side and you like iron it.
I didn't know that existed.
Yeah, I'll send it to you. We can post a link to those too.
Yeah, I've been making my
But the
bias
one I
tape
had
by
was like the wrong
hand.
size. It's hard. Yeah, I mean this still you still have to like press it and like feed it into the little thing, but it like does the folding for you.
That's
Supposedly, it
nice.
didn't work for me, but it's that's how it's supposed to work.
Conceptually, it folded for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's cool, but yeah, that was like a cool activity.
Wow, I learned something today about bias tape makers. What are you reading?
I am finishing The Bat. That is our book that we're reading for Family Book Club. And I am don't have that much left in it, so I'm reading that right now.
What is it called?
It's called The Bat,
An
like a
animal?
baseball bat, yeah,
Oh,
but it's
okay.
really the animal. Yeah, like the animal bat. And so it's the first in a series of crime novels about this detective, and he is like Norwegian, I think, and went to Australia to help solve this murder.
Is it translated
And
or was it written in English?
it was translated. It was
Okay.
written in, I don't remember if it was Norway or Sweden, but it was one of those countries and translated into English. And I guess it just like it wasn't always available in the US, and so it's like recently was translated into English, I think, but I've heard a lot of good things about these books, who I can't remember who the author is right now. Oh, Joe Nesbo is the author, NESBO with like an accent.
How is it with the translation? I feel like translations are hard to read.
I think it's pretty good. It's still, I think, pretty
Okay.
easy to read. I always wonder what I'm losing, like,
Yeah.
in a translation. But the story is really interesting, and it's like pretty clean, clear language.
Okay.
So I think it's pretty easy to read, and it's like kind of an interesting. I don't know. There's a lot of things I wasn't really expecting out of it's. I thought it was just going to be like a run-of-the-mill detective novel, but there's like a lot about like Australian history and these different groups, and the detective is an alcoholic, and it's kind of goes into some of his struggles with that
Oh, that's really
in a way that I
interesting.
wasn't totally expecting. So yeah, it is kind of interesting.
One thing I really appreciated about the Girl with the Dragon Tattoo series translations is that if there wasn't a word in English, they just kept it in Swedish.
Yeah.
And then they sort of like explained it. But I really enjoyed that because I think translations sometimes you do lose something and it like takes away from the plot.
So I feel like I don't yeah I kind of I always wonder what I'm losing in that, but it's I don't feel like it's I'm like struggling through it or that anything is missing. It feels like whole.
Good, cool.
Yeah.
When will you have, who picked it? Who picked the book
I
this
picked it.
time?
It was my turn, so I picked it because
Oh.
I heard a lot of good things about it, and so it's been on my list for a long time, and so I thought maybe everyone would, well, I wanted to read it, but I also thought maybe everyone would enjoy it because I think it's kind of pulpy and
Cool.
like a detective story. So,
That's cool.
like, yeah. Yeah, what are you reading?
I've been trying to catch up on my backlog of magazines.
Nice.
So I'm reading a lot of Rachel Ray and which I love. I love out of all the magazines I get, I think Rachel Ray is my favorite.
I love Rachel Ray.
I just love her magazine. It's so cool.
I really like the HGTV magazines.
Oh, I don't get that.
They I like don't see them everywhere. Like, I don't really see them at the grocery store. But my mom gets them sometimes, or I'm sure at like Barnes and Noble, maybe they have them. And I think they're always really, really good and have a lot of good, like, design ideas and interesting things to look at that are pretty. Like, I feel like sometimes you get magazines and it's like all ads and not that much substance. And I feel like this has like interesting things to like read and look at.
The problem that I struggle with magazines is that I tear out things that I want to do or read later or make later, and then I have all of these loose pages and I have nowhere to put them, and then I don't know what to do with them.
I read this article in Vogue about Blake Lively, and she like has this huge binder that she keeps all these clippings in, and she like rips stuff out of magazines or prints stuff off or whatever and just like keeps it all together. And she's been collecting these things for like years and keeps it all in these like big binders.
Okay, maybe I'll try that because I just have stacks of paper at this point that I'm like are so overwhelming that I may never actually go back to them.
I have a big stack of magazines too that I need to get through.
It's like stressful when they get the stack gets
I
too
know, the
large, maybe.
struggle. Yeah.
Oh, what did you have you made anything delicious lately?
Oh, I like the salad that I make in the summertime. It is spinach and quinoa, like mixed in with the spinach, and mandarin oranges, blueberries, gorgonzola cheese, and maybe that's it. But I really like
Yum.
it. Yeah,
Do you
so I've
put
been making
any
that
dressing
because
on it,
it's
or is
blueberry
it
season. Oh,
just?
I put olive oil and vinegar in it, and I really like that combination because I think it tastes really good with the cheese and like
Yeah.
with the fruit.
That sounds really delicious.
So I've been making that a lot lately because blueberries are like in season now, and it's really
Yeah.
hard to get them when they're not. So that's been really delicious and good.
Yum. Cool.
What have you been cooking lately?
Well, I made AJ wanted beef stroganoff pizza for his birthday, which I've made before. And I made that again and it's delicious. And
Cool.
then I made him this peanut butter pie that was a complete disaster. So,
Oh
I mean, it tasted fine. So it was a pretzel crust, and then after you bake the crust, you put chocolate chips in the center of it and you put it back in the oven and the chocolate chips melt and create this like chocolate sauce that then you then spread on the
no. Okay.
crust and then you put the filling in, but then you freeze it. And so what happened is that the chocolate got rock hard and it was impossible to cut without destroying the crust.
Oh,
So we had
yeah.
like pieces of pretzel everywhere and I just wanted to die and I was real mopey
Oh.
about it. But AJ was like, "But it tastes delicious." And I'm like, "But it look like I can't. It looks so bad."
Yeah.
So I won't be posting it on Oven Lovin' because it's not a quality recipe in my opinion, but
Yeah.
maybe I'll play around and come up with a better. I think if I had just put the if I had melted the chocolate in advance and put it in with the pretzels, it wouldn't have been a problem. But
Yeah.
it's because of that like rock hard coating, it just like it was not gonna work.
Wow, yeah, no, that's hard. Better than
So
chocolate, yeah.
yeah, so that was the birthday get cake, pie, dessert, but I'm gonna play around with it and see what I can do because I think I can make a better version.
Cool, I can't wait.
So yeah. Where can people find you on the internet?
You can find me at raisedays.com and on Twitter at rclknudsen and on Instagram at rayknudsen. What
Awesome.
about
I'm at ovenlovinblog.com. I'm at Julesy for Twitter and Jules Frainer for Instagram. Maybe someday I'll change it to my married name.
One day.
Cool. Good
Maybe.
talk.
Yeah, thanks for listening, everybody.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.